Ash London's 5 feet.
It is jam-packed full of collaborations. Khalid, which is his real name. Isn't that hilarious?
That's like I didn't know that.
That's like you being called Shy Guy. Some other collabs. I'll read all the collabs in a row just so you guys can get an idea. Jay-Z, Megan Thee Stallion, Cardi B, Nas, Drake, Post Malone, 21 Savage, Justin Timberlake, Lil Wayne, Justin Bieber, Lil Baby, Da Baby, Migos, Her, Roddy Ricch and Puff Daddy. I've said it before and I'll say it again.
He's been busy.
He's got everyone's sex tapes and he keeps them locked away. He says, get on my album or I'll release the sex tapes. So here's a bit of his track with, what's he called? Justin Timberlake.
Just flowing, trusting myself to work it out. Whatever life got me going.
Beautiful. This is his track with Cardi B.
Done. I get big paper, so I deal with big haters. Got it out the mud, they ain't do me no favors. Got it out the club, they ain't
There's
do
not
me
much
no
she
favors.
Can do wrong. And with one of the biggest celebrity DJs on the planet producing the thing, Khalid was always going to be a smash. Next up, Billie Eilish has stunned fans with a mega glamorous transformation on the cover of British Vogue. And we say transformation not to be like she was an ugly duckling and now she's a swan. It is nothing like that. She's just pushed the boundaries once again and served up a look that no one saw coming. It's super feminine. She's in lingerie. She's blonde. She looks absolutely beautiful. And in the accompanying interview, she said, I feel more like a woman somehow. My thing is that I can do whatever I want. It's all about what makes you feel good. I absolutely love that. Her big takeaway, she said, showing your body and showing your skin or not should not take any respect away from you. Couldn't agree more, darling. Next up, Golden by Harry Styles has just been certified gold in the UK.
You're so golden.
That's the whole story. I just thought it was a cute little tidbit.
It's a great song.
It's officially
one of my
golden.
Favorites from last year.
I agree. Underrated.
Yes.
He's so freaking amazing. And Ellie Goulding and her husband, Casper Jopling, who sounds like the richest man in the world, have welcomed their very first child. No news yet on what she's had, but we know she's well, happy and healthy, which is so, so great. And finally, Prince Harry and Meghan have teamed up with a bunch of A-listers, including Selena Gomez, J-Lo and Foo Fighters for a concert called The Vax Live, which is very strange, but it aims to get the world vaccinated.
I'm fully vaccinated and I want to do nothing more than to shine the light on why it's important, why people should get it, and why other people who may not, you know, be a part of our country desperately need this as well.
There you go, Selena Gomez talking, and that has been tonight's live feed.
There's one more, if I can add.
Oh my gosh, yeah, yes, Trent, please interrupt my music news, I beg you.
This is Kiwi music news. So Scribe, he put up a selfie over the weekend on Instagram of him and Stan Walker, so they've been working on a track together. I thought that was good news.
Thank you, Tasty Trin, for your contribution, as usual. Thank you. The Kiwis will be very happy to hear that.